Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hey, welcome to Saturday, January 29th. Where did the month go? We're moving into February already. And this is the Golf Club. We're online at radiogolfclub.com. Broadcasting worldwide. I can't seem to get through an open without making at least one mistake. It's just marvelous. So I'm going to go back to Ida Santoni, our mental coach this morning, and say today's mental toughness thought for the day: start each day by doing what's necessary. Then do what is possible. Then you'll have a clear mental focus for doing the impossible. Aha! Our guest this morning in the clubhouse, Jim Nugent, founder of Global Golf Host, Barney Adams from Adams Golf, Craig Stadler, he's over at the Champions Tour, Kaanapali Champions Skins, Brian Allman, Sweet Spot Golf, he's at the PGA Tour show, that is the PGA show, and we've got Mike Roush. Mike was with Cleveland, and he's not anymore, but so I said, so how am I supposed to introduce you, Mike? And he goes, call me a social media savvy golf professional correspondent at the PGA show from Fort Worth, Texas. So that's Mike. He teaches golf. We're going to get a tip out of Mike and find out what is going on over there at the PGA show. Everybody's talking about TaylorMade, and we'll see. So I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Ko'olina Golf Course, host of the Aloha Section PGA 2011 Golf Industry Conference. It's a conference, it's a golf clinic, and it's a Pro-Am Open, and it's open to everyone. So get on, open to everyone. So get on over to Ko'olina, make your reservations, give them a call, because you're going to want to be there. It's in March, okay? All right. Aloka'i Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing, air conditioning, sheet metal, and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Aloka'i Mechanical, excellent service. Expert knowledge, work, and product you can depend on. I speak from experience. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended, insurance approved. Moon Physical Therapy. Hey, if you just had a hip replacement surgery, you know, or knee operation, or something's going on with you and you need to rehab, like Craig Stadler had hip replacement surgery, he's back on tour, you need to have physical therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. Poipu Bay Golf Course, call 742-8711. They've got some special value packages. Poipu Bay Golf Course, it is Kauai's South Shore gem. And it's open now after that eight-month greens replacement job they did. Star Protection, get the star team on your property, whether you're holding an event and you need security to take care of the stars of your event, or you'd like to take care of your neighborhood, or you'd like protection for your warehouse. Call Star Protection. All right, let's get right to it. Paul Casey's in the lead. This is on the European Tour, Volvo Golf Champions. Peter Hansen, Darren Clark, James Kingston, Miguel Angel Jimenez, Mateo Manacero, Johan Edforce. When's he going to win? Stefan Gallagher, Francesco Molinari, Alexander Noren, Eduardo Molinari, fabulous leaderboard. And then we come to the States. We're at Torrey, and Bill Haas is in the lead. Anthony Kim is second. Frederick Jacobson, Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler, Phil Mickelson, John Daly, Hunter Mann, Ben Crane, all tied for third. And where's Tiger? Okay, there he is, tied for 12th. Said if he could have hit like he did on Thursday and putted like he did yesterday, put it all together on the same day, he might have, you know, had a really good round. He's doing okay. Well, we're going to talk with someone who can give us maybe some insights into what he thinks, because this man launched the only designed for digital weekly golf news publication. I need some medication. For the game of golf is comprehensive, it is fast, and it's free, and I love it, but I have to ask you a question. Good morning, Jim Nugent. It's good to have you on the show.
Danielle, it's good to be on, and thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. I've got to tell you, you know, when I go to Global Golf Post, because I, you know, let's say I'm not using my email, whichever email address I've used. I've signed up on three different ones, depending where I am. So, and then if I'm not clicking onto Global Golf Post, and it just I just go to Global Golf Post, and then tells me to subscribe. There's no place that says, "Hey, you already subscribed. Just log in." I want you to add that.
I will do that, and we'll call it the Danielle feature.
It would be so cool, because every time I go to Global Golf Host, it says, "Oh, join." I'm like, "I'm joined already. I can't join. I can't join again." You know, so that you need.
Thank you for the heads up on that.
Shoot, any time, because I really like Global Golf Host. This is free. I want you to subscribe. It is they don't do anything with your email address. It's not like you're going to be sold. Nuh-uh. There's no strings attached. It is a beautiful, beautiful online digital publication. The pictures. I love the pictures of all of the major winners, plus some on the boat in Abu Dhabi. That was how did you guys capture that?
Well, thank you for that. We're in the digital world, so we're able to take a little image like that that was shot by a syndicator, Getty. Everybody uses Getty. We just thought it was a different image for our page 2 presentation, and so we enlarged it, went with it, and got a lot of comment on it this week.
Oh, it's great. It's a great picture, and I thought it was nice that Paul Casey and Phil Mickelson smiled for the camera. That was a cute aside. You opened up the whole Global Golf Post week with the banner, the headline, if you will, Europe. And I started with the European Tour leaderboard this morning, not because it's more important than the PGA Tour, but because it's already over. It's done with. And we're just starting this morning at Torrey on the West Coast. So it just seemed appropriate to start there. But the European Tour, while I've enjoyed it for years, because I get to watch while I'm preparing for the show, It's come into its own, and it's challenging the guys, the PGA Tour, the people who seem to think that they're more important than the rest of the world. That's just my take on it.
Well, your take is exactly right. What you're saying is that the game has truly emerged as a global sport, and many people have known that for a while, but it's all of a sudden the ascendant Europe that has caused us to fully realize the European Tour. It doesn't have the depth the American Tour has, but at the top of the list, they're every bit as good. They proved it last year when they won 3 of the 4 majors and kept the Ryder Cup. And on the whole, I think very, very good for golf. If you're a fan of just the American game, you're probably not so happy, but if you take a bigger perspective, it's a very good thing for the game of golf.
Okay, and there have been people who say, all right, so what if so-and-so doesn't want to play at the PGA Tour Championship? Who cares? It'll give more space for an American player. But in the bigger picture of the world of golf, with the declining numbers of people playing the game for whatever reason, and we're going to be talking with Barney Adams coming up in a bit about an idea he has to make golf more enjoyable, maybe get more people into the game. It's important to understand that from a business point of view, global golf is necessary.
There's no question. My dear friend Barney won an award this week at the PGA Show, and I'm glad that you're having him on. He has a very interesting idea. The fact is that in the mature English-speaking parts of the world, the game is not growing. It is, in fact, arguably declining a bit in terms of players or rounds or participation. The future of this game is closer to you geographically than it is to me. It is the Pacific Basin. It is Asia, and really, I've come to the realization that you're just not going to find any real growth in America or in England, the British Isles. It's all coming in China and in other developing nations in Asia.
Okay, and how about our Argentinian win last weekend?
You know, and there's room for the game to grow in South America, to be sure. And what has to happen, what's been proven time and again, is to grow the game, you need heroes. And so for young Johnny Vegas to win, hopefully that becomes a seed that grows in Argentina and in other parts of South America, because there is a long runway down there. The Olympics certainly are going to be a part of it, but that's many years off.
It was interesting to see the president of Venezuela, who was, you know, ready to, like, dig up every golf course and put in housing, all of a sudden say, you know, we have a hero.
So yeah, all of a sudden he's not anti-golf.
It just shows what you just said is absolutely correct. We're going to take a break. We're going to talk a bit about the PGA show, the rules discussion, and one other issue, junior golf. Because from what I believe you're still with the American Junior Golf Association on the board of directors?
I am at that, yes.
Okay, we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Just did that back exercise and feeling so much better now. Thank you, Julie, for that heads up. And if you're just getting out, you know, be sure to warm up before you go out there and start playing. Jim Nugent, Global Golf Post founder, is with us this morning. So we've talked about the European Tour, but hey, Phil Mickelson doesn't always go. He went to China. He's starting to move around, but he's not been a big going around the world kind of player. He's been more a U.S. concentrated, focused guy. He did get a nice appearance fee to go to Abu Dhabi, but he didn't need it. He still went. I think that really shows us that we need to expand our vision and look outside. Now, Tiger Woods decides to play at Torrey Pines, Farmers Insurance. Here he is. He's tied for 12th. One day he shows beautiful form off the tee. The second day he's putting fabulously, but he can't hit the ball where he wants it to go. Tiger's back. The ratings are up. Do you see the correlation still? Because some people have been saying that the ratings in television have been steadily increasing despite Tiger's absence.
Well, that is in fact not true. The ratings are down.
Ah.
They have been down for a little while now, and there's a lot of reasons for it. But the biggest reason of all is Tiger essentially missing a good chunk of last year. There's almost a perfect correlation between Tiger and big ratings. What Tiger does is bring in the casual golf fan, not the serious golf fan is going to watch PGA Tour on television regardless of whether Tiger's there or not. But when Tiger's on the board, the casual, the less committed golfer watches, and so the ratings are up. And he missed too much of last year, and as a result, the ratings were down, and it will be interesting to see with him, certainly within striking distance today, what the ratings are for this weekend when the numbers come in.
No, the numbers for the first day were amazingly good. You know, it just astounding how many people he brings in. And it's not even the weekend. This is a weekday viewing when people are supposed to be at work. Always amazes me. I can't.
Well, there's a bit of Tiger withdrawal here. We haven't seen a lot of them on tour. We, other than the Chevron, which, you know, wasn't a full field event,
mm-hmm.
we really haven't seen Tiger, I don't think, since the Ryder Cup. And so This is kind of a coming out for him after a hibernation, and you would expect that even on Thursday and Friday, the ratings would be pretty good.
Jim Nugent, Global Golf Post. What's your take on the rules discussion that's underway now? Changing the rules? You know, I mean, Jack Nicklaus went so far as to suggest that it be completely scrapped and make the game more fun. They should be completely changed. I think Tim Fincham is going to be talking with USGA and the RNA about this DQing of players after they've signed an incorrect scorecard and then have been called on a violation. They didn't even get a chance to change their scorecard.
Far be it for me to disagree with Jack Nicklaus.
There you go.
and I'm sure he's given it a lot of thought. I think this is much ado about nothing. I think you've got a couple of coincidental occurrences. I think the idea of television resulting in rules violations, that's Tim Fincham's problem. That's a PGA Tour problem. It doesn't really have anything to do with the rules of golf. I tend to agree with our Mike Perkey, who wrote in this week's issue of Global Golf Post, the players ought to know the rules. And if paid professionals who've been playing the game for a very long time don't know the rules, then shame on them.
Okay, that seemed to be Tiger's stand, too, when he was asked that question during the press conference. It's called in for folks that don't watch or listen or read golf every day, every moment. If you see the word presser, that's kind of like shortening for press conference. Tiger was asked, you know, well, if they should know the rules. But what about Patrick Harrington? I mean, you wouldn't have seen that if it hadn't been for HDTV.
If a tree fell in the forest and nobody heard it, did the tree really fall? But I guess thanks to HDTV and the Internet,
yes,
we can now safely conclude that the tree did fall. So that's not a perfect analogy, but, you know.
It's
startling to me that you, watching it on a regular TV, wouldn't have seen the ball move, and me or someone else potentially watching it on HDTV did see the ball move. I don't know how you reconcile that. I guess ultimately what the tours are going to have to do is have somebody in the trust, on their staff, watching on an HDTV and hopefully reacting in real time to situations like this. I think it's a bit of silliness, quite frankly.
Okay. All right. But it certainly brought a lot of attention to the game.
Not sure we need that kind of attention.
Yes. Okay. The question of the PGA Show being smaller, but it seems to be getting a lot of attention. Well, have you anybody there from Global Golf Post down there?
Yeah, I was on the floor myself all 3 days, including this morning. I'm now overlooking a golf course I'm about to tackle with some customers.
Oh,
I was there, and I can report to your listeners that for reasons I can't quite figure out, there was more enthusiasm and more energy associated with this PGA Show than I've seen in 5 or 7 years. And I don't understand it because I don't think the economy is that much better. But I'll tell you what, there was a lot of people there, and they were enthusiastic, and the manufacturers and the apparel vendors all reported a very positive show.
Okay. And I got a lot of input from various people who said that there were some really awesome cars, a lot of really beautiful women, and there were a lot of parties. Could that have been possibly the youth and the way they're marketing the game, adding those sexy factors in?
Well, I'm going to digress, or disagree, rather. I'm sorry. I've been to about 20 of these. I can't remember exactly what the number was. And there have always been parties.
Okay.
Too many of those. And there have always been extremely attractive women in various states of dress or undress. And from time to time, there's even been cars on the floor, although I think this is the first time a Lamborghini was out there, courtesy of Callaway Golf. I don't know why. I really can't come up with a concrete, solid reason that says this is why the show had better attendance than it's had in the years from 78 different countries, and everybody was excited. It could well be that there is that this is a sign of the pent-up demand that people are talking about, that golfers who've been hibernating in the last couple of years because of the economy are ready to come out and play.
Uh-huh.
But it also could be, as has happened before, that this enthusiasm is kind of a false positive, that because it's January, we're real excited. But by May, we find that nothing really happens.
And it's also possible that what you just said, too, that there are people from a lot of different countries who are coming to the show. And maybe that is what, you know, that globalization may be having an impact on the show itself, too.
No question about it.
Yeah. All right. I know you're about to, I didn't realize you were about to tee off. And now that I know, I apologize for making you wait through that commercial break. Let me just ask you, before you had a comment you wanted to make about Barney, Barnyard, I had no idea, you know, until I read your column, your article about Barney Adams. Is Tiger going to win a major this year?
Yes, I think Tiger Woods is going to win a major. I think Tiger Woods is going to win a couple of tournaments, three, maybe four. And I think that you can expect that kind of output, if you will, for him for the next couple of years. But I also do believe that we have seen the best of Tiger Woods, that we will not see years where there were multiple majors and seven or eight or nine wins. I don't think that has anything to do with his personal situation. I think rather it has to do with his body, his physical makeup. He is a 34 or 35-year-old man now, I can't remember which, but he's got a body that has an awful lot of air miles on it, literally and figuratively. He's had surgeries. That body has withstood a great deal of punishment, and I don't think that he's going to be able to perform as well as he did. But I would also suggest that winning a major at three or four PGA tournaments probably makes him the leading money winner, probably makes him the number one player in the year. But it isn't the Tiger that we saw for about a 6-7 year stretch beginning in 2002 or so.
So who's the next Tiger?
I don't think there is a next Tiger in my lifetime. There may well be another Tiger someday down the road, but in my lifetime, I don't expect to see another Tiger Woods. I think you'll see, you know, I'd be happy, and I think a lot of people would be happy if you could just find somebody to stand up to Tiger week after week and beat him every once in a while. He hasn't had a serious rival. We've tried to create this Mickelson-Woods rivalry, but it really hasn't happened. In my youth, there hasn't been an Arnold Palmer, a Tom Weisskopf, a Johnny Miller, or Lee Trevino, who stood up to Nicklaus and gave as good as they got. That hasn't happened. And I'm afraid that now Tiger's era is going to be defined by the fact that there was no rival or series of rivals that really tested Tiger's mettle, unlike the Nicklaus era, where, you know, over a long period of time, he ran up against some really good players, and he got beat from time to time. Just ask Tom Watson.
Uh-huh.
He beat him from time to time as well.
I love the fact that they're playing together. It's so fun. I wish I was there. Champion Skins, if you can go, you got to go, because watching these two guys interact and play with one another, it is awesome. It's just the most fun. And what would you like to say to Barney Adams?
Well, please tell my friend Barney, whom I'm having dinner with tonight, and his lovely wife, Jackie. He's going to try and tell you that this Ernie Saber Act Award that he won is no big deal. But I and others that are close to Barney know differently. We know that he's thrilled, that he's flattered, and that it means the world to him. He deserves it. He is one of golf's great men, and he's got a great idea. I hope your listeners like what he has to say.
I'm sure they will. He's been on before in 2008. I love talking to him. Thanks so much. Enjoy talking with you as well, and we'll talk again.
Hey, Danielle, do me one favor. Since I'm not going to talk to him, tell him I'll meet him at the restaurant at 7 o'clock.
Sure. My pleasure. I'll pass that on. Okay.
Thank you.
Have a great round.
Thank you very much.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Catch the bug at Coralina Golf Club. If it's raining in town, chances are it's sunny here. Located in the heart of the beautiful Coralina Resort and Marina, just 30 minutes from downtown Honolulu, Coralina Golf Club is right in your backyard. With expansive fairways and multi-tiered greens, Coralina Golf Club will challenge anyone, but is fun for everyone. Dad, mom, and even the kids. Come to Coralina Golf Club and play the course the whole world wants to play. Book online now at coralinagolf.com or call the pro shop now at 676-5300.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and hip exercise. Place your club horizontally on your shoulders. Knees bent, slowly rotate your body back and forth like a golf swing 10 times. Remember to breathe deeply. You should feel a good hip stretch while rotating. This exercise increases range of motion and prepares you for the golf swing.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Mike Rausch, social media savvy golf professional, correspondent at the PGA Show from Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you doing? Aloha.
Aloha. Fabulous. It's a great morning, and it's apparently an extremely energetic, according to Jim Nugent, Global Golf Post, who just told me, very energetic gathering.
Oh, absolutely. This year, it seems like less is more. It seems like there's less exhibitors, but they're doing a whole lot more to market themselves while they're down here. It's just the sport, the floor is spread out much better. There's an energy about the new products that are coming out this year that it hasn't been there the last couple of years. Even last year was just kind of mundane about what was coming out.
It was interesting, a couple of notes that you said, that, Callaway bringing that Lamborghini was pretty amazing, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It was one of the big highlights of the show and brought so much attention to their product because they partnered with Lamborghini to build technology in their drivers for this year. So it was a great partnership for them. It was a huge attraction there. Everybody was just wowed to see a $300,000 car in the middle of a golf equipment showroom. It created a lot of buzz.
Okay, TaylorMade. They took over an entire bay. It was amazing.
TaylorMade, Adidas, and Ashworth spent a fortune to market their product this year. It seems like the CEO wants to put a lot of attention on what his brand's trying to do, and they bought an entire section that's never been done before. It's unprecedented. They hadn't been at the PGA Show for a while. They came back in a big way this year, debuting their white product. It was just phenomenal, and they did a really class act job of it. It was on the north end. They had a hitting bay where they were tracking you hitting the new R11 and the burner super fast. They had a bunch of appearances by their staffers. Natalie Goldis was there.
I saw her picture. Awesome. Yeah. She was amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Absolutely. It was just a phenomenal thing that brought a lot of attention and buzz to TaylorMade this year.
Yeah. Now, okay. Now, what's HJ Gloves?
Okay. So my friend John Racer and I are walking the show before, and we saw this last year, and it's just an unfortunate brand name. It's an Asian golf glove company. Did a little research on it, and they just, it's a little innuendous that you know, to the golf world, you know, found a little funny. But they don't mean it that way. It's it was just really funny that John and I, we saw that, and you know, it's, you know,
you guys,
just branding.
You guys. Well, it reminds me of, you know, Gelling Like a Felon. When do you remember when they came out with those, I don't know, when a company from the Europe came out with a one of those soles that you put inside a shoe that's supposed to make it nice and soft, the gels? And whoever wrote the spot said they were, you know, if I put these gel inliners in my shoe, I'll be gelling like a felon. And I'm like a what?
Yeah, you know, unfortunate marketing, unfortunate branding. You know,
yeah.
A lot of the Asian market, you know, it's hard to gauge what's going to be successful for a brand name, and you know that it exudes innuendous conversation.
But they're good gloves. They're good gloves.
No, they were phenomenal. It's a phenomenal product.
Great gloves.
I meant to brand it that way. It's just that's the name of the company.
Yeah, it's just the name of the company. The other one that I wanted to mention, and Barney Adams from Adams Golf is joining us because we're going to talk about doing something good for the game of golf, which absolutely has to be done. Johan Edvors, I've always been a fan of his for a lot of different reasons on the European tour. What was this? Puma Golf get Johan a shirt that'll stay tucked in?
Puma Golf. I think it's just Johan himself. He's a very laid back guy, very sporty guy, and it, you know, his shirt comes untucked when he's playing golf, and it never gets tucked back in. But you know, Puma Golf they came out huge this year. They bought Cobra last year from Acushnet, which was Titleist, and they came back really strong. A huge presence at the show this year on the demo day range. They had a huge white bubble tent. Inside, they had a live DJ playing, you know, upbeat house young music. The colors really pop for that brand. It's very unique. You know, Ricky Fowler's kind of been the face of the product here in the States, but you know, it's a growing brand. They're doing a lot of things to market to the younger crowd that's coming up in the golf world. You know, Poulter does the Cobra Golf, and he's been a great ambassador for them. But this year, I mean, it was very hip. It was very young. They had Blair O'Neill there, the big break winner. You know, they just brought up a lot of attention, this young, exciting, energetic feel. And it was really cool. It was different. It had a different atmosphere to the show.
Yeah, okay. This is just, it's fabulous. This is Mike Roush, okay? He's just a nice guy who appreciates style and scotch. He's trying to play and teach golf. He's over at Fossil Creek Golf Course. If you'd like to go and take a lesson, can we go take a lesson from you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm at a Arnold Palmer Design Premier Daily Fee in there in Fort Worth, Texas. I've been there for about 9 months. It's great facilities, great people, great atmosphere. It's really one of Arnold Palmer's better designs. It's the second last course that he had personally designed before he founded his design group.
Excellent.
So,
I want to ask you, my producer's going to give you a call, and I want to bring Barney Adams in. He's been waiting patiently for the last 3 minutes.
Absolutely. Barney Adams is one of the best people in the industry. He's there in Dallas, Texas. He's a good guy to talk to. He's absolutely great.
He's wonderful, and he's won an award. Just in case you don't know what this award is all about, and Ernie Sabarek, I'm probably mispronouncing the man's name. It's terrible. He won an award. It's a lifetime contributions to the golf industry award. Okay. Now,
Who
was this guy? Okay. Well, Ernie is the father of golf merchandising. He introduced the concept of spiked golf shoes and apparel to golf shops across the nation in the 1940s. He introduced the Lacoste alligator, featured on the Izod shirts, to the golf world. He helped launch the PGA Merchandise Show in 1954. So, this is why you're having fun there? He's the reason why you're having fun there. Barney Adams was given that award. Good morning, Mr. Adams.
Good morning.
I was told to pass on a message to you. A mutual friend, Jim Nugent, was just on the show. He's playing a round of golf And he asked for me to let you know that you guys will be meeting at the restaurant at 7 o'clock this evening.
I already got his email.
Welcome
is,
to the...
Is Mike still on?
Yes, he is.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
We got guys with cars. We got guys with stars and bubbles and, you know, all kinds of marketing stuff. Who the hell's doing the golf clubs?
Exactly, right? You know, all these people that are spending a lot of marketing dollars this year, you know, TaylorMade, they spent a fortune, and, you know, it's all about putting out quality products. And I know that you yourself put out phenomenal products every year. You know, the touring pros, they might be on staff with somebody else. I can guarantee you there's a ton of staffers out there that have an Adams hybrid in their bag.
This kind of reminds me of the old days when my booth is bigger than your booth. We're headed back in that direction, I think.
Right. Yeah, there's definitely that sort of a feel.
I can't help it. I have to give the needle a little bit.
Well, yeah, of course you do. And that's what golf's all about. I mean, you go play around the golf and you guys have fun together, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, and I expect to take it, too.
And by the way, that the Fossil Creek is a neat place over there. Anybody that's listening in, it's absolutely worth going over to play, by the way.
Yeah. You think of Adams Golf people, and you got to go back to the 90s, okay? Callaway has the Big Bertha. Adams Golf, tight line. They created the hybrid, the rescue, the whole idea of getting away from the standard club set and giving, you know, people like me and you and anybody else, and now a whole bunch of guys on the tour, different options for different lengths and different lives and different places on the course to be.
Yeah.
And you took it one step further, sir, when you took it to something that no one had done before. You took it to television.
Yeah, I mean, it was, there's a couple issues there. The first place, the design, it's more, and Mike understands this, in the old days, well, I predate him by quite a bit, but in the old days, you designed sets of clubs, and you expected the golfer to perform / adjust to the set of golf clubs. And when I worked on the range, which I did for many years, I thought, why don't we design clubs for shots, and then in turn for shots by golfers, and if they don't match in sets, who the heck cares?
That was the
different thinking. And of course, I was told that would never work, and people laughed at me. But that always happens when you do something different.
No, that's so important. That's what I say to people who are going to go out to play a round of golf. Why are you lugging all of those clubs and you don't use half of them?
Yeah, well, I tell everybody. My company hates me to say this, but you got to be carrying about 9 clubs anyway. That's all they need. But
yeah,
that's bad for sales.
Well, but you make golfers happy. If golfers are happy, then they'll go play more. They're going to use up something. Something's going to break. I mean, look what happened to Angel Jimenez. You know, Miguel Angel Jimenez. His putter breaks. He needs a new putter.
By the way, golfers. I'm going to give you a little segue here, but golfers would be a lot happier if they'd understand to play the right golf course setup.
Well, yes, and I appreciate you making that segue, because that's where we're going. piqued my desire to talk with you again after our conversation several years ago, and it's always great to talk with you. You said it's time to do something for the game of golf. And so I'm reading this great part of the article. I haven't read the entire one because, you know, this is an excerpt from a longer article that's
right.
Available on request. But you mentioned something in here after you sat down and you shot an 83 and you have a shaky 9 and handicap, and you're kind of going over it like everybody does, you know. It's like going over that whole entire round. What did I do? Then you say, okay, instead of doing that, I'm gonna take a look at what happened. And I read this that when we play 6,700, it's like the tour playing 8,100, and you know what? They wouldn't. So wait a minute. And I'm like, wait a second. Now, I'm not a math genius. Everybody knows my mind shuts down as soon as you give me something to do anything in mathematics. But I'm looking at this thing. Okay, wait a second. Do you mean to tell me that the way the courses are set up today, I'm playing 6,700, and they're only, which would be the equivalent of 8,100 yards?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? It's dumb.
Well, yeah, it's dumb.
How about that for calling a spade a spade?
No, wait, but how does...
Here's how it works.
Thank you.
I tend to gravitate towards technical analysis, you know, rather than, let's say, emotional analysis, so it may start out emotionally. So I just started researching data. And if you go back to the beginning of the research, number one, we have the same number of golfers playing the game today that we did in 1990. Now, if you take into consideration the population increases since that period of time, especially the economic demographics, that's a big loss, something in the neighborhood of 35%. Secondly, over 4,000 golf courses have been built during that period of time. That means a lot of those places aren't doing very well. There's a lot of jobs that are no longer available, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's not a pretty picture.
Uh-uh.
Now, there's all kinds of movements, I understand, in the golf industry, from kids golf, et cetera, to get more people playing the game. I mean, the problem is understood. So when I started looking into it and I started doing my research, I took my round and I kind of laid it out, so to speak. And I looked up on the Internet, and the Internet says in various studies that the average amateur, I'll use males, but I did it for men and women, so but the male numbers were obviously more applicable to me, hits their tee shot, say, up to 230 yards. It's maybe roughly 212 to 230.
Okay.
So I use 230 because of my ego. You know, I'll take the high end. And the average tour player easily drives the ball to 300 yards. The tour stats are like 288, but that's considered position holes and layup holes and so on. There's very few tour players in the world that can't drive a golf ball 300 yards. So that's a 70-yard gap very easily. And I thought, okay, how about second shots? Let's say irons for the sake of argument. And I arbitrarily gave the tour professional a 20-yard plus on the irons, which is kind of silly because at 200 yards, they're hitting a high, soft 5-iron over water onto a green, and 200 yards, I'm laying up. But, you know, be that as it may, it's 70 and 20 is 90, okay? I had to come up with something.
All right.
So now I got 90 yards. On a par 72 golf course with 10 par 4 holes times 90 yards is 900 yards. That's pretty simple. If I use the same math, the same process on par 3s and par 5s, I very easily get to a total of 1,400 yards, and believe me, that's conservative. It could be 15 or 16. But taking 1,400 yards, now when you tee it up from 6,700, that is like the tour playing from 8,100 yards. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Now I ran a test. I'm out in the Palm Springs area in the wintertime, the Indian Wells, and I happen to be around a course that's full of very good players, all of whom can give me strokes and beat me, but you know, it's nice to be around them. So I know this one young man, and he just qualified for the Nationwide Tour. He's a terrific player. It was a Friday afternoon. There was nobody around. I said, come on, we're gonna run a little test. So we jump in a cart, and I played the 6,700-yard tees that I always play.
Okay.
And I teed him off 90 yards behind me,
ooh,
which meant the adjoining fairway in some cases.
Okay.
You know what? He lasted four holes, and he quit. He said, this is crazy. I'd never play golf like this. And I said, really? I do this every day. And that's my point.
Yes.
That is my point. Now, here's the key. If people read this and they say, oh, good, we'll tee off all the men. Now, I'm talking about 98% of the male golfers in this conversation. I'm not talking about the college players or the scratches and so on.
Right,
and
right, the top
I'm
amateurs.
Talking about the people who support the game.
Right.
And that does not mean that we rush and send them up to the right tees or the pink tees or the green tees or whatever the heck it is.
They won't, like you said.
They won't do that.
No.
We have
right.
to educate them that we want them to play tour-length tees. And that may very well mean that on their course there are six or eight holes that we'll play like we've always played them, because they're 370 par 4s, they're 160 par 3s, and so on. But there might be another 8 or 10 holes on the golf course that we need to change the markers to make the game more relevant. And that's my whole pitch. It's not a rush to the white tees. It's an education process to set up each golf course, depending upon its design, to what I call tour length. We do that, and now we solve two problems. Why do people quit the game? There's always two reasons given. Game, it takes too long. Well, guess what? 8,100 yards does take a very long time to play.
You're at 5 hours.
Yeah, no one. Seems like a baton death march out there at 8,100 yards. But the other reason that's given is the expense. And I don't agree with the expense. I think if you substitute the words perceived value, it takes on a whole different meaning. I mean, Danielle, how much would you pay to go to a really, really bad movie?
Nothing. I wouldn't go.
Right. Exactly my point. So yeah. If you go out on the golf course and you don't have any fun and you suffer and you lose golf balls and you get frustrated, naturally you're going to say it's too expensive.
Yeah.
Naturally you are, because there's no perceived value there, or very little anyway. In fact, it's a testimony to the game that people put up with it, frankly. So if we increase the perceived value, then the expense argument, in my mind, goes away. So all we have to do, it's a big all because we're changing a culture here, but if we institute the concept of tour-length tees, people have more fun, they play faster, and we'll get more people playing the game. Now, on the female side, I ran the same numbers. This is going to shock you. The course length comes out to 4,300 yards.
Wow.
4,300 yards.
Well, that's something that's, in my mind, doable.
Yeah, but never been doneable either, I might
say. No, no.
But one of the problems in golf for women golfers is they take the game up and they quit. They take the game up and they quit. It's too hard. It's too frustrating. You know, they're not as stupid as we are. We hang in there. The women, they got something better to do. They don't need this stuff.
Well, yeah. We look for something that's going to give us, what you said, a return on investment.
Exactly right. A perceived value. The guy,
yes.
Man, does, oh, I'll slog through this. You know, what the heck? I don't care. It's only mud. I don't care. You know, and so on.
Right. No.
If we teed the women up at 4,200, maybe they wouldn't quit as fast.
Yeah.
We would get more golfers.
Yeah.
And the point to all of this, guys, you know how much this costs to do, to implement? Nothing. Zero. No institutions, no commissioners, no czars, no nothing. It's just an education process with two people, and thank you very much, like yourself, presenting the forum, getting the word out. I'm trying to influence my friends at the PGA of America to take it on as a legacy for them. What better legacy in the world for the PGA of America than to institute tour-length golf courses to get
Mike Roush
playing the game?
Mike Roush, you're here still, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Mike, did I bore you to death, Mike?
No, I know you didn't, Mr. Adams. Mike, what is your response? You're teaching people, you're playing yourself, you're a good player. What do you think?
You know, Barney makes a fantastic point that, you know, a lot of the golfers get overwhelmed when they go and play a golf course. You know, it perceived value is a fantastic way of looking at it. You know, if you have the golfers out there and they're not enjoying themselves and not enjoying the experience of the golf course and the experience of the game itself, they're not going to want to come back. And so, you know, I completely agree that we need to make the game easier for people, and the PGA of America has taken steps towards, you know, creating programs to help find your local PGA professional, get lessons, the free lessons month. You know, the game needs to grow however we can. We need to reach out to new audiences.
Mike, and while I applaud the PGA's efforts, my argument is you give them all the lessons in the world and you stick them on 8,000 yards, you're not going to keep them.
Precisely.
The two things have to go hand in glove.
Yep.
I wanted them to put junior tees on some courses so that you can give a kid a realistic goal. So why don't they put a realistic goal for me to accomplish something so that I can have fun?
Oh, I could also tell you this. Every single male friend of mine that I've broached this subject with one-on-one has had the same reaction. Yeah. Might be good for somebody else, but not me. I don't need to go there. Yeah.
But see, and I think that's what Mike was responding to. I think, Mike, when your hesitation was, well, I don't need to move forward because I'm a great player. But you're one of those 2% guys.
Yep. We're not going to get rid of the back tees. We're just going to wave at them when we go to our tees. That's all. They're going to still be there.
And I'm not going to feel bad about waving to the figure.
No, hey guys, have a good day. You know, we don't care. You know, it's not. You know, they're not poison or anything.
Play your 8,100 yards. Go for it.
Well, I can tell you this much: if I owned a resort or a public golf facility, and these guys are hurting, let's call a spade, these guys are hurting. Okay, I would institute this before the day's over, because I want people to play faster. I want them to have more fun, and that's the business I'm in.
That it, It sounds so simple, you know, and that's what the moniker and everything is. You know, KISS, keep it simple.
Yeah.
There's another word that I won't add
keep
to that.
Keep it simple, stupid. But
that's what they say on radio all the time. You know, keep it simple, stupid. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In closing, you say something in your article that I think, and I want you know golf writers to pay attention. Published articles from the golf writers of the world would be a good start.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, come on, I'm just a voice. I'm just another guy that's in the golf business, okay? You know, a guy with an idea. If somebody can prove to me that my idea is wrong, stupid, it won't be the first dumb idea I've ever had. Good heavens. And it won't be the first time somebody pointed out that I had a dumb idea. So I'm a big boy. But if the idea is correct, then we need more voices to tell the story.
And any golf writers you're thinking of in particular that you would like to, you know?
All of them.
All of them?
actually, I am currently petitioning, and I say on a scale of 10, I'm about at a 4. I'm trying to get Golf Digest to run the story, because my argument to them is, look, you're the golf magazine. Then you should run this story.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm old, I'm retired, I got time on my hands, and I'm relentless. So, you know,
that's what's important. I mean, you're not retired. You're just not having to go, you know, do the 9-to-5. You've got all the energy in the world to do exactly what you want, which is what retirement's all about. And I applaud you because you don't stop, and that's your relentless side. And that's beautiful. I see your picture, you know, and you're vibrant. It's just marvelous to see what you're doing. And Golf Digest, do it.
Yeah.
And tonight when you're working on Jim, do it.
Well, I've already got him. I got my foot in his throat. Yeah. No, I got him. But I'm serious. I talk to everybody, and I've offered to go speak to groups. I've offered, you know, you name it. And here's another thing that I want to be very clear about. If some group or organization came to me and said, this is a terrific idea, we want to embrace it as ours. My answer would be, I will hand it to you. This is not about me. I reserve the right to kick you in the butt if I don't think you're doing a good job. But I'm not trying to do anything that you know has my name associated with it, so to speak. I just want to see this thing work.
Excellent. And we need it. The industry needs it. And just look at the golf courses when I call around and you know on Oahu, on the neighbor islands, and from Hawaii, and I ask, do you have any tea times open? Yeah. There are tea times open. You know, there are lots of tea times. But you didn't.
Well, the
exactly.
But it all started with research into the numbers, and the numbers speak for themselves.
Exactly. And then it's not saying, there are a lot of golf courses that don't want to even say that.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, if they could bring a bottom line to their owner and say, look what we're doing, mm-hmm. that owner would say, great, move those tees forward. Mm-hmm. You know? Because look what the result is. The result is we have more people having fun.
Thing. It's going to take time, and it's going to, you know, and if it's done properly and if it takes off, it'll, you know, a couple, 3 years from now, everybody said, well, of course, this was logical. This is what we should have done. But right now it's an effort.
Okay, so tour length. We're going for tour length.
And if you go on the Internet, the story has been picked up. It's somebody told me it was viral, and I said I thought that was a disease, but I guess it means a lot of people have it. I don't know.
Viral's a good thing, sir. Thank you so much for being on the Golf Club.
My pleasure, Daniel.
Aloha. We'll
Bye-bye.
Talk again soon. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Here's a shoulder and back exercise. Grip your club horizontally in front of you, chest high, with your hands a little wider than your body. Keep your eyes fixed on the club as you raise your arms directly over your head. Remember to take in a deep breath and stretch gently. Repeat this exercise 5 times. This will help loosen your back muscles and increase your range of motion.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail. Whether it's a store or an entire shopping center, Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the golf club.
And speaking of tee times, if you'd like to play at Volcano, there's a 10:18 and an 11 o'clock. Right now it's about 58 degrees. It'll probably warm up by then. Makale Kalapahui. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. There's a 12:44 if you'd like to play at Makale on the Big Island. And we've got at Poipu, it's a Sunday shotgun. Tomorrow, the Hawaii Hotel Association's getting out there. Today, there's an 11:10, an 11:40, and a 1:30, and may you all have a great time. The Southside Men's Club back at Poipu now that it's reopened. Puakea has a 9:06. Ko'olina, Smith, Cravens, and Lee's going out today. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. And there's a 1:44 this afternoon, 1:44 at Ko'olina. Nice time to get out and play. It's after the heat of the day. Luwana Hills has a 9:50, a 10:20, 11:50, and McKenna, an 8:24, a 9:28, and a 10:24. The day is going to be beautiful. It's going to be sunny with scattered showers, some mainly over the Mauka and Windward and Mountain areas of Oahu, Maui, the Big Island. We've got a high surf advisory still up for the north and the west shores of Niihau and Kauai, but it's been dropped for Oahu. We've got the PGA Aloha Section 2011 Golf Industry Conference coming up. And if you'd like to go, it's open to the public, okay? It's Monday, March 21st, 2011, this year, at Ko'olina. Joe Staranica, the executive director of the PGA of America, will be there. And so will Larry Gilhooly. You'll absolutely love listening to Larry talk. Northwest Region Director for the USGA Green Service. He's a great speaker. Makes so much sense. And for golfers like you and me, if you go listen to Larry Gilhooly talk about the course, you'll understand how you should be hitting your shot. I mean, it's just so wonderful to listen to a superintendent. So also, Dave Marr from Golf Channel will be there for the PGA and Champions Tour. He announces on Golf Channel. And Admiral Thomas Fargo, retired United States Navy, he'll be there. And, you know, I'm just saying that it's a very good possibility that we're going to find out that you and I, public people, may be able to play on some of the military courses. I'm just something that's been talked about in the background, and that's a pretty good possibility. That's what you're going to hear about. It's all going to be at the Ko'olina Golf Club. Starts 8 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock. That's the conference, and it sounds like a long time. It'll go like that. Then there's going to be a golf clinic and a pro-am, 1:30 and 5. So it's a full day, and it's Monday. Make it a long weekend. It's going to be great. So the discussion will be on the golf China market, an update from the newly formed Hawaii Golf Alliance, and let's just hope that it all comes through, okay? So that's what's happening over at Ko'olina. Save the date, Monday, March 21st, 2011. Wouldn't it be nice if we could go play the Kaneohe Clipper? That would be something. Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to talking to Brian Allman from Sweet Spot Golf, and also looking forward to a gentleman who's over on Maui for the Skins game, the Champion Skins. It's going to be on television about 2 o'clock today. Yeah, it's not taped. Remember when they taped it and played it back? I'm sorry. When I already know the outcome of something, I'm really not that interested in watching. I want to see it live, and it's going to be on Golf Channel. starts at 2 o'clock Hawaii time, and that's like 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the evening on the mainland. Perfect. Today and tomorrow, they'll be playing 9 holes today, and tomorrow they play another 9 holes. This is it's great. We've got the two guys, Tom Watson and Jack Nicklaus. They're defending champions. They were defending in 08 as well. And in 2010, of course, they won. Ben Crenshaw and Fuzzy Zoeller beat them in 09. We've got the young team of Fred Couples and Nick Price, the young set. They did okay. We had much higher expectations the last time. Bernard Langer and Mark O'Meara, they're the new guys on the block. Yeah, that's their team. So we've got some great golf going to be played. And what's beautiful about going out to Ka'anapali and watching the champion skins is that, you know, you're like walking with them, and you can listen to their conversations. And you can, it's like having them mic'd, only you get to be a part of it. You get to laugh to what they say and listen carefully to how they're strategizing and maybe pick up a joke or two. Who knows, you know? KPUA Hilo, KGU Honolulu, and we are KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. You can always listen to the show at Stitcher Radio. It's a very, very, it was voted like the best app of last year or this year. Whatever they do, they always say that, right? It was voted the best. It is a good app. What it does is it allows you to choose whatever radio or podcast that you want and sign up for it. And you can then have it delivered. It streams through your phone, your smartphone, whatever it is, the iPhone, Android, whatever. And it doesn't take up any space, doesn't take up any memory. So you can listen whenever you want. It's called At Stitcher Radio. Stitcher Radio, okay? You can download it from your app store. And you can also listen to the show at iTunes. And you can listen from our website, which is radiogolfclub.com. Radiogolfclub.com. Okay. Brian Allman is with us. He's over at the PGA show. And we got the young take on the show from GQ Mike. I forgot to ask Mike where he GQ, hey, Mr. GQ. And Brian Allman, Sweet Spot Golf. Good morning, Brian.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. It's a good day. It's a good day. We're also waiting for Craig Stadler to check in. So,
That's a perfect guess. Well done.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I can't wait to talk to him about what he, you know, just his everything. Coming together, his hip replacement surgery, and now he's back on tour in January. To me, that's phenomenal. You go and have hip replacement surgery, and then in September, and now you're playing on the tour again in January. Amazing.
I certainly wish him well. I think it is an amazing feat to get back there at that level. Plus, you know, he's such a great personality, so I really think you're going to have a good interview with him.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. So what are your impressions? I know, and I'm so sorry for your loss.
It happened
in our family last night. Yeah, so I understand. And you were going to have a booth at the PGA show and all that, and things just changed. Life happens, and you got to roll with it. But what are your impressions from the merchandise show this year?
Thanks. First of all, I just want to say, you know, you've been very supportive to Sweet Spot, but on a personal note, you were really supportive in this last few weeks, and it means a lot to me. And, you know, that's one of the beautiful things about golf is the relationships that we grow in it. It's a small community, and you really find out who's who when they, you know, when they come to your aid, and it's just a tough time. So on a personal note, I want to thank you. Plus, you know, I love your show, and we were very supportive of it, and you're always supportive of us. So just get that out of the way. It's important to say. I think it's important to say. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love what you're doing. And
thanks.
What Brian's done is really taken the women's game, and he focuses on the women's game. And right now he's got a beautiful line of putters, and you're going to expand as you expand. And it is difficult doing that, isn't it?
Oh, boy, it is. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that, but I'd love to just tell you my impressions of the show, because I literally just left there a while ago, and I think there's a lot to be said for. There's a lot to be said for what we're trying to do there, but for the general atmosphere of the show, having been there about five of the last few years, last year, quite honestly, it was a pretty depressing experience. Nobody was upbeat. Everybody was nervous about future sales. Nobody was writing orders, and, you know, it was just tough to have a positive attitude. And what I saw this year was a huge amount of attitude change that I don't think people are thinking that the business is going to come back 100% from where it was before, but they see it going on the right path. They know they have to sort of create a business model that's more value-based. And every conversation that I had was, A, it was positive, and B, I think people are really trying to understand how to sell their product differently and give not only a better value to the customer, but also deliver it in a way that's different than it was before. So, you know, my overall impression just in terms of, you know, the golf industry was quite positive, and it was really good energy there. And that was great.
Can I ask you a question? You know, a lot of times you see the mall is crowded, but nobody's carrying around any shopping bags.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of energy. I'm hearing a lot of excitement, but are people making orders?
I spent a lot of time with a lot of different people who had booths there who were definitely writing orders, and they were nervous going in. Everybody had golf bags they were taking stuff away with. They were very interested in, you know, in products that they say they're going to come back and order further on. But most of the vendors that I talked to were exceeding their expectations going into the program. So, you know, that's always a great sign, and I really do believe it's an indicator that things are turning around. And they may not be quick, but I think they're going to be good.
Yeah, no, that's important. I've so far, you're the fourth person to say that the energy at the show this year is upbeat and positive. And in fact, Jim Nugent from Global Golf Post earlier said it's the best he's seen it in years.
I totally agree. The floor was packed, way more crowded than in years past, you know. And I talked to one gal. I really was unsure of why she was there. She was from a club up north, and she runs the software, an accounting program there. She said, look, I've got my general manager here. We brought our head pro. We bought a buyer, and I got to come this year. And she said, last year, we didn't send anybody. And
wow.
I thought that was a pretty good indicator that people have been off course now for a couple of years, not buying, not bringing in new products. And, you know, you can't go 2 years in a row without trying to bring in stuff to make your consumers happy. And I think that is definitely well on its way.
Okay, with all the buzzes about the R11 and this and that, what did you find intriguing? Anything odd?
Not odd, but the thing that I was most impressed with probably the whole place, and, you know, as an equipment manufacturer, it kills me to say this, but TaylorMade for me made the biggest impression of the whole show. And it's because they took a whole area in the back of the room in an area that was away from all the other equipment, and they put all of their brand, Adidas and John Ashworth and TaylorMade, in one area, and they did a beautiful experiential, you know, space there. And they have the whole new White Ghost series. And
I don't like that. I don't like that.
Well, I'll tell you, it's the nice thing for me is, you know, we're trying to do something a little more fashion forward, and I think this is a prime example that the industry's moving toward, more than just new technology.
Okay,
and
I got it. Craig Stadler's joining us. So I'm going to have to stop you there. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with white clubs, okay? And they're not shiny, so you're not going to see your reflection in them, and that's a good thing, too. But at the same time, I don't know, maybe I'm just old-fashioned. Craig Stadler, welcome to the Golf Club Radio Show. So good to have you on.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. First of all, I was talking earlier. You just are recovering from hip replacement surgery. Did you have it in September?
I did.
And now you're already playing. How did it go? Did you enjoy, I know you didn't win, other than not winning. Did you enjoy playing Hualalai and the Mitsubishi Electric Championship?
I did. I always enjoyed playing there. I missed last year, and I actually should have missed this year, but Gary Player withdrew late, and they were kind enough to give me a sponsor spot. But it'd be nice to earn my way back in, but I always enjoy it. It's a great event. It's an awesome way to start the year. Easy golf course, beautiful place, probably the finest resort, nicest resort I've ever been to.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Yeah. It is. It is just phenomenal, and what a great way to start the year. I played okay. I putted just horribly, but yeah, I played actually. I played better than I thought I would probably.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Tom Watson about his hip replacement operation. It was, and you know, the recovery and the process, and how good he feels. Did you have a conversation with him too about this?
I did. I talked with him quite a bit before. I had breakfast with he and and Dr. Mata, who did the surgery last year in Newport. And you know, everything I talked to Tom about was positive. Everything I talked to Dr. Mata about was positive. I talked to four or five different docs, and it was just, he was phenomenal. It was wonderful.
Yeah, exactly. All I got from the conversation I had with him is I'm so glad I did this. Best thing I could have done. Feel great. And look what happened afterwards. I mean, he goes off and almost wins the British Open. Oh, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, Craig Stadler, 1982 Masters champ, 13-time PGA Tour winner. You're on the Champions Tour. I got to just remind people, you know, we're talking so much about the rules of golf and the changes. And Jack Nicklaus over there at Anapoli right now, he's going to be playing with Tom Watson. They're the defending champs. Suggested on Golf Channel's morning show that the entire rule book be thrown out. It's way too hard to play. Now, weren't you disqualified?
Sorry, I didn't get that last sentence. I'm sorry.
Jack Nicklaus suggested on Golf Channel that the rules of golf be thrown out, that they're way too difficult to play. They're not fun. and I was thinking of your disqualification. Wasn't it for you put a towel down to keep your clothes dry in a wet during a wet tournament?
Yeah, it was at Torrey Pines. Yep. Well, it was underneath one of those juniper trees, one of their actually 150-yard marker trees, and I could get down on my knees and hit it, but it was the whole thing was mud, and I had white pants on, and it wasn't wet enough to get casual water, so I just laid towel down, kneeled on it, and hit it about 10 feet.
And they DQ'd you.
Pardon?
Did you get disqualified for that?
I did the next day. That was on Saturday.
Okay.
I actually made about a 30-foot putt on 18 on Sunday to finish second alone, and then about 40 minutes later, I was disqualified.
And the disqualification?
Kind of a stupid rule, but I would say, and
yeah,
you know, it's funny because I was on my knees when I hit the shot, and I say I only hit it about 8-10 feet. And we actually went into the rules trailer, and we got P.J. Boatwright on the phone then, who was actually the president of USGA then. And they were chatting back and forth, and you know they determined that I was building a stance. And I had Boatwright there, and I'm reading through the rule book, and I said, you know what, P.J., do me a favor, read me rule 12-4XT:WX, whatever it is. One of the 10 billion rules in the rule book. And it was actually, the rule was definition of a stance. And I said, can you read that to me? And he says, yeah. He says, definition of a stance is placing one's 2 feet firmly on the ground. And I thought I had him. I came right back and I said, well, you're disqualifying me for building a stance when in reality, according to the rule book, I never actually took a stance. Because my feet were in the air.
Yes, right.
And that one didn't sail through too well, I guess. But
oh dear. Well,
anyway, so old news.
No, it's not. No, it actually isn't. It's, you know,
it's amazing how many people. I didn't mean to interrupt you. It's amazing how many people bring that up every year, and it's 24 years ago.
I understand that, but by the same token, we've got Tim Fincham finally going to the USGA and the RNA and saying, hey, you know, something should be done about this thing about after-the-fact disqualifying people instead of giving them, you know, strokes for the, it's just not right that you...
Yeah, you know, I did it in front of, right there in front of 300, 400 people. in plain view. Obviously, didn't know what was going on with the rule. And, you know, it's a shame that we get these people that call in and say, you know, I saw him inadvertently move a rock with his foot when he was standing at the hazard. And the next day of a telecast and, you know, disqualified. We are the most honest group of guys you'll ever find as far as abiding by the rules in a sport. And, you know, unlike football players, you know, they held the guy. You don't see him go up the roof. Hey, you missed that one. I held the guy.
And that's football.
Not picking on football, but, you know, the guys catch the pass over the middle right on the ground. They knew it bounced, and they'd come up with it like, I've got it, you know, and the whole works.
Right.
But, you know, let us play and let us police ourselves. We do a hell of a job of it. And, you know, just if somebody would catch it on TV and call the same hole so they can go back and adjust it. If you did make an infraction, then that's fine. But the next day, seeing somebody nobody knew, it happened inadvertently, I think it's a bunch of crap myself.
Yeah, me too. When did your son Kevin start playing?
Oh, he started playing probably when he was about 3.5 or 4, very young.
Wow. To be with daddy?
Pardon?
Did he want to be with you? I mean, it's something that I started playing with my father, you know, because I wanted to be with my dad, and it was so much fun copying what he did.
Yeah, the one thing I distinctly remember, we were at the U.S. Open in 82 at Pebble Beach, and we went out to Carmel Valley Country Club for lunch with a friend of mine, and he went out and was hitting balls in the range. He was 2.5. We had his time to go about 2 hours later, and he pitched an absolute fit that we had to take him off the range, and he was 2.5.
That's wonderful.
He got in as an early age. He really did.
Yeah, for those who don't remember this, Craig Stadler won the Bank of America Championship on the Champions Tour in 04, and that same weekend, your son then went on and won the Lake Erie Charity Classic on the Nationwide, and you were on the bag for him in 02 when he won the Colorado Open victory. That must have been a thrill.
Yeah, there's been a lot of cool stuff. The first one you mentioned there, I played early. I was like an hour behind the leaders at Boston, shot 64. And as it ended up, I was signing my card, and the last group was on 17T, and the closest one was 4 shots, so I was probably most likely going to win. And when I was in the trailer signing my card, they had a television in there, and they had the golf channel on. I was sitting there signing my card, watching him win his playoff at the same time. So that was pretty cool.
Very cool. Very cool. So are you ready to play in the champion skins one day? Are you getting all the background here at Kaanapali? We're about to get underway. I guess it's around 2 o'clock this afternoon they're going to start?
I'm going out in the Maui gym boat today. I'm just here for the pro-am, so I'm done.
You're done? Yeah, I understand you're not playing in the competition, but one day, would you like to do it?
Oh, I played in it in 04, I think, over at Wailua.
Did you enjoy it?
I had a great time. It's a wonderful, wonderful. I had a good time this week. You know, I had a lot of good guys from Time Warner and Mizstaff. We played with the Pro-Am. And,
excellent.
And 3 Pro-Ams, which normally you look at an event like 3 Pro-Ams. Oh, my God. But, you know, we had a great time. Great guys, and I enjoyed every bit of it. So, going out and barbecuing, watching and fishing and doing the whole 9 yards in the water today, so that'll be fun.
And what's your favorite part about being in Hawaii, other than playing golf?
The weather. It's been about 2 degrees at home for the last week.
It's
a little warmer than that here.
Yeah, it's nice. It certainly is. It's going to be about 79, 82 degrees, a lovely little breeze blowing. And just what is your other passion? Are you a fisherman?
No, I'm not really a fisherman. I do a lot of shooting.
Ah.
I do a lot of bird shooting. I go to South America quite a bit, but I don't fish all that much. But, you know, the weather's been great here since we've been here. We've been here 2 weeks. It's just gorgeous. So went out on the boat a couple times last week with them over in Kona, and I think there's 4 of them going out today, so we'll have a good time. And by the way, I did use the white driver this week for your last caller.
Oh, and what did you think of it?
I didn't have an issue with it. They brought about six of them over to Kona, and he just brought one shaft each, so it didn't have the right shaft. But, you know, it was a pretty good test period for me. I'm only about 50% probably with my muscle strength on my left side, so come off quite a few shots, but it was a good time to test some stuff. And I'm going to put another shaft in it and mess with it in Florida next week and probably keep using it. I think it's got a good feel to it, and I actually think it's a bit longer than my other one.
Cool. Excellent. So, that's what's important. I mean,
off we will go.
Yes, and off we will go.
Yeah, can't have this equipment getting shorter, can we?
No. May I ask you, before you went into surgery, did you have to do any preparation, like weight loss preparation or anything like that?
I didn't, no.
Oh, okay.
I lost about, before I got operated on, I had lost about 35 pounds just because I wanted to.
How did you do it? Because I did notice, there, you know, it's noticeable. I didn't know if it was something for the operation or because you wanted to.
I put probably 20 of it back, unfortunately, but had a good Christmas for the last 2 months.
Yeah, well.
But, no, I just did a bunch of stuff. I quit some stuff. I went on Atkins for a while here and there, off and on, like every other week or so. And it wasn't, you know, slam, bam, do it in a month. It took me 8 or 9 months, which was good.
That's a good way to do it. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. Craig Stadler, pleasure talking with you. You're fun. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it, man. A good time.
Absolutely. Enjoy Hawaii, as we
will.
You. Thank you.
Enjoy the competition this week. It'll be good.
It will be. Aloha.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool. Ko'olina, from the tips to the greens. Every hole is a challenge and a delight. Our staff makes you feel right at home. As soon as you drive up, they take your clubs. Looking for the perfect present? Give a gift card. Need a lesson? Ko'olina will help you master it all. 30 minutes from downtown, whether it's fun, family, or business, you're always welcome at Ko'olina. Book your tee time online or call 676-5300. That's 676-5300. Catch the bug at Ko'olina Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Here is your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
This is a hip stretch exercise. Place your driver on your shoulders behind your head. Slowly bend at your hips, leaning right and then left. Make sure to be taking in deep breaths each time you lean. Do this exercise back and forth 10 times. This will loosen your hip muscles to increase flexibility for your golf game.
And that was your golf club warm-up tip, brought to you by Moon Physical Therapy.
Off a tree, hit a rock, and bounce next to the pin. That's my kind of golf. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And I'm happy to say the Ka'anapali Champion Skins will be back next year, right here in Hawaii, at Ka'anapali on Maui. Tom Watson and Jack Nicklaus are the defending champs like they were in 08, and I had the best time. I was in the media room after the first nine holes, and Jack and Tom were talking to us, and we got to ask all these different questions, and then they sat, and they were just sitting there, and they were having a conversation about their strategy for the following nine holes, you know? Then he looked up at us, there was just maybe four or five of us, and he goes, well, you guys just, now you know what our strategy is, and they went on and won. But last year, they came back and won after being beat by Ben Crenshaw and Fuzzy Zoller. Fred Couples, Nick Price is the young team, and Bernard Langer and Mark O'Meara hurt together for the first time. So we're looking forward to that, and get out there and have some fun at Ka'anapali for the champion skins. We've got Brian Allman. Wasn't Craig Stadler fun?
Hi.
Hi. He's Craig likes the new white head.
Heard that.
Yes.
You know, I'm a little too polite. I so wanted to butt in on that conversation. Also, I was glad to hear he was open-minded about the new driver, because I really think, first of all, the white color there is really reflective of what, you know, Sweet Spot is doing to bring some sort of fashion sense to what's going on out there. But the other thing was he mentioned his putting is not doing so well. And, you know, if he's still listening or we have a chance, I guarantee with a Sweet Spot putter, I'll save him 2 strokes around. How about that?
Oh, that's guarantee anybody. Guaranteed Tiger.
Yeah. Good. That was a good interview, Danielle. And I just want to say, you know, he truly is one of the great, you know, legends out there. He's been great for the game with that big, bold personality. And, you know, he's a cool guy and very relaxed with who he is. And it's fun to hear somebody like that who's been through everything now having to start back with his hip surgery and all that. And you can just hear his good attitude, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. And if anybody talks to Tom Watson about having hip replacement surgery, they'll jump in and do it immediately.
Yeah. Well, good to hear he's... Yeah. It's nice to hear he's on the mend. That's terrific.
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to ask him, you know, after the fact, but I wasn't sure. I should have, I'm not sure which. I think it was one of the events in the wonderful world of the desert. They were skeet shooting with golf ball. No, I'm serious. They launched the skeet, right? And then the guys had to, this is the European tour, this is their version of having fun. Then they had to hit the shot and with their golf ball. And they actually did. They actually hit, it was like figuring out what time to launch it, what time to hit it. It was just amazing. So he's a shooting enthusiast. I thought, well, this would be perfect, but I probably would have gone like, oh, well, Danielle, she's off her rocker again. Brian.
That's all right. That's what makes your program so much fun, Danielle. You bring things out of people, I think, that don't always get talked about. And I believe that listeners enjoy that sort of stuff. It's not all technical, and it's not all tournament-related, and that's how you get to know people.
Thank you. And Brian Allman will do this again. Because time is over. And
thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Sweet Spot Golf. Go find him online and check out his putters, because they're really awesome. Okay.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Have a great tournament out there.
Thank you. Aloha.
Bye. Bye.
And I want to thank you, all of my sponsors, for making this show possible. Ko'olina Golf Course. They're hosting the Aloha Section PGA 2011 Golf Industry Conference. It's a conference and a golf clinic and a pro-am. And it's open to you, everyone. Alaka'i Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning and sheet metal and commercial kitchen design and fabrication. Excellent service, expert knowledge, work and product you can depend on. Alaka'i Mechanical. Moon Physical Therapy, doctor recommended and insurance approved. Moon Physical Therapy. If you've just had some kind of operation, you know, knee, hip, whatever. Maybe you've hurt your shoulder. You need some physical therapy. Go see Julie Moon. Moon Physical Therapy. Poi Pu Bay, call 742-8711 for the special values and the packages at Poi Pu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem. And Star Protection. Get the Star Team on your property. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.